Welcome to some of the hottest smut you can find on the internet and a bit of oral satisfaction. This is the Masturbation Monday podcast, a weekly reading of some of the sexiest, hottest, most erotic stories that celebrate the best damn day of the week, Masturbation Monday. If you usually dread Mondays, we've got what you need. And hey, if you need to get yourself off while you listen, we won't judge. Here's your host and one of the smoothest voices around, John Brownstone, ready and eager to bring you a weekly dose of erotic smut.
This week, our piece is The Coronet by Kisangura. Kisangura is new to blogging and enjoys sharing her life and love as a submissive wife in a DS marriage with her husband, Kuplesh. She also writes about her experiences of living with and healing from CPTSD. Her blog features a bit of everything: journal entries, reflections, creative writing, erotic fiction, poetry, photography, and art. She stood at the edge of the mezzanine level, bent at the waist, hands gripping the brass rail. Her gloss heels and polished latex skater skirt reflecting the laser lights that danced across the chill-out area. The force of his cock pumping into her from behind rocked her back and forth on her tiptoes, almost in time to the trance music blaring from the heaving dance floor below. I sat, resting in the red velvet theater seat, and watched them. He sat next to me, hand resting protectively on my stocking-clad thigh, intently observing me, observing them. "Do you like what you see?" he inquired. I squirmed in my seat, simultaneously embraced at silently revealing my admittance. I smiled, my eyes never leaving them, increasingly aroused by our view. She had her head down now, bracing against his thrust as her long hair swayed to and fro. Oblivious to their audience and the extravagantly dressed kingsters coming and going around them. He leant in towards me ever so slightly as his hand trailed up my thigh and stopped. Eyes forward, his other arm casually resting on the flocked armrest, he tapped one finger against my mound. "Open your legs." It wasn't a request. I slid forward a little and tilted my pelvis, opening my legs as wide as the seat would allow. I rested one heel on the back of the empty seat in front. "Don't make a sound. Just watch," he whispered. Finding the slit of my open, crotchless knickers, he dipped one, then two fingers into me, swirling my wetness around the rubber, both acknowledging and shaming my response to him and them. Silently, slowly, excruciatingly, he finger-fucked me, expertly matching his penetration to that of the cock below. Mesmerized by what I could see and stimulated by what I can feel, the sight and the sensation blended. The cock was fucking me. He was fucking me. He was fingering me, and he was not going to stop. I clutched at the armrests as my cunt clenched at his relentless, sopping fingers. The scent of my arousal hung in the air like the smoke and the sweat from the dancers below, and the beat of the music pounded on as he pounded me and he pounded her. "You love to watch, don't you?" he growled, breaking the silence between us. "My filthy little voyeur." Desperate now for more, I rocked my hips to take him deeper, to open wider and ride his fingers harder. "Please," I whimpered, feeling it rise within me, powerless to prevent it against the repeated pressure against my clit. His fingertips grazing my G-spot over and over in harmony to the fucking being played out in front of us, a show within a show. Please what? Fuck, he was gonna make me do this. I glanced down. He had her by the hair now, head pulled back, mouth open, his hand gripping her hip as he used her like a doll. Nearly there. Please. Can I come? Each word forced out on ragged exhales, balancing on that knife's edge between here and oblivion. He withdrew his fingers fully, and I gasped at the sudden emptiness and began to turn when he forced them back inside me, deeper, fuller. Now. I clamped around his hand as I combusted, arching hard against the waves and involuntarily throwing my head back against the knees of whoever was sitting behind us, echoing the fuck doll at the rail, her own climax drowned out by the bass beat below us. And the lasers danced and flickered, and the party people came and went as we chilled out in the coronet. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Kissingura on Twitter at Kissingura, or check out her blog at mycontroleddescent.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you